from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God, which I invite your attention on this All Saints Day, is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Fellow soldiers, in the earthly contingent of Christ's company of saints, what a great day this is for Rastadar. He and I can strong here, as we have done and will do further, with the team of Ivan Williams and the lyric poetry of William W. Howe and him for all the things. We celebrate because Christ's victory of redeeming the world from sin and death to righteousness and life has become the personal victory of so many, through God's gift of faith, by which they were assured of things not seen, until God brought them to the perpetual side of those things in heaven. For all the things that have gone before us into heaven, we praise the Lord who has delivered them from danger, disease, discomfort, and darkness, and has brought them into the eternal light and bliss of his visible presence. With all the things that have gone before us, we praise the Lord, because we are fellow citizens with them in his kingdom, children of God now, but still waiting to see all the wonders of that blessed relationship. I ask, waited, until we have prayed, grant us grace that we may come to those unspeakable joys which thou hast prepared for those who unashamedly love thee. One of God's answers to such prayer is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. There our precious God and Savior exhorts us to run the race of faithful living with perseverance. That is, with expectant endurance, just as Christ endured the cross expectantly. Of course, the advice of the hang in there and hang tough variety can be useless to keep unless there is an answer, good and true, to the question, how? Our Lord's advice is, nothing is so cheap as the unkind encouragement which men so commonly give to one another. You can do it. In bringing us to faith, our Lord convinced us that we cannot do it, anything, without him. From our conception, we've been sinners by inheritance, and from our birth, sinners by our own inner and outer acts. Our natural resources are all negative. Hostility towards God, domination by the devil, delight in wickedness, inability to do one thing which would please God, death and damnation are all that we can do for ourselves. But God gives us extensive advice, rooted in his gift of his Son. God gives us extensive advice and well-founded in the fulfillment of his ancient promise through Jesus Christ. And he tells us, look to Jesus. He is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. In being the Son of God, become the Son of Man, according to promise, he is the first call for our faith. In being our God and our human brother, who lived righteously to become our righteousness, died sacrificially to become the taker away of the curse of our sins by taking that curse upon himself. In being our God and human brother, who rose victoriously to guarantee our life and blessed immortality, he is the finisher of of all to which our faith leads the claim. In being our human brother, while being our God, by subjecting himself and commending himself to his loving heavenly Father during his earthly life, he is our predecessor in faithfulness and our highest example of it. In being seated at the right hand of the throne of God, with the promise that he will not leave us nor forsake us, but be with us all, with an invitation to cast our cares upon him, with the assurance that the word through which his Spirit gives us faith is also the word through which his Spirit continues to work in us effectively, he is the guarantor of our faith and salvation. Looking to Jesus, we will run the race of however much earthly life he sets before us with perseverance, with endurance, which confidently expects the eternal life which so many have already entered. One of their blessedness is, according to Revelation chapter 7, verse 17, is that the Lamb of, who is in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. One of their earthly blessednesses had been to pray in faith, "The Lord is my shepherd." What was there